message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. I'm tempted to continue to praise God, but the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. And so I'm asking for grace to concentrate on the word this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for the program that has started since Friday, looking at you. The marriage this morning gives us great joy. We are grateful to God for His grace, for His mercies, for His love, for His kindness, for your families. We thank God for you. And I know that this will not be the last Thanksgiving you will do in Jesus' name. Rekindling love in your home, on your family. Rekindling love. The theme of this program is rekindle. And so we'll be looking at how to rekindle love in our home and in our family. On Friday night, if you were here, Mama has really done justice and done a lot to this topic. And I will just be moving on from there. To rekindle means to reignite. Like a fire that is going out, you reignite the fire. To rekindle means to resuscitate. To resuscitate something that is dying. To resuscitate something that is dying. To rekindle means to stir up. To stir up something. To fan something. To fan something that is going out. A fire is going out. Then you fan it so that the fire does not go out. And of course, to rekindle means to bring back to life something that is already dying, almost at the point of death. The heartbeat is already going. Then you bring it back to life. That is to bring something back to life. Your home must be alive. Your home must, the fire must not go out. It's not allowed, and that's why it must be rekindled from time to time. The gas, no matter how big a gas cylinder is, it gets to a point where the gas is going down or empty or almost empty. And there's no amount of anointing you can have that you put your hand on and say, gas, just fill this thing yourself. Or you say, this gas, don't finish till forever. It will get to a point that you need to go and fill the gas. You need to fill it so that it can continue to provide the fire you need for your cooking. Somebody say a big amen. Quickly this morning, beloved, how do you rekindle the fire in your home and ensure that your home is alive, it's not dead? How? What do I need to do? Amongst other things that have been said before in the course of this meeting, we'll look at a few of them. And it will go further in Jesus. The number one is to seek knowledge. If you want to continue to enjoy a good family life, this message is for both those who are married and those who are not married. So if you are not married yet, you are planning to get married in the future, you will learn from this. It will be good for you to also write and take notes so that you can be a notable person in Jesus' name. So seek knowledge. Ignorance quenches the fire of affection in a family. When you are ignorant, it quenches the fire. When you don't have enough knowledge, in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, explains to us that my people, whenever people are out of knowledge, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Whenever they lack knowledge, something happens to them. Whatever they are doing is destroyed. Your home will never be destroyed in Jesus' name. I say your home will never be destroyed in Jesus' name. You'll be outstanding when you possess understanding. Anytime you, any area of life you possess understanding, you'll be outstanding. When you see a home where things are working, it's not that they are perfect. It's just that there is an understanding. Somebody say understanding. As from today, God will give you understanding. I say God will give you understanding. It is that knowledge and understanding that distinguishes the home. So don't play the ignorant. Don't behave like an ignoramus. I always advise young people when they come to us for counseling before marriage, you need to read minimum of 10 books. For us in our ministry here, anytime we will list books that you must go and buy. I will be monitoring because you need. That's one of the mistakes our parents made. They just entered into it. They just feel that because they are old enough. Actually, I'm ready so years old. I'm ready. In fact, my mother got married before this age. So they just go, no. You need to get relevant information so that you will not be a married boy. You are married, but you are still a boy. Or you are a married girl. You are married, but you are still a girl. Your thinking is like the thinking of a girl. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. Number two, how to rekindle the fire in your of marriage and your family life is to build godly character. Build godly character. Bad character is a killer of family life. Most of the divorce you see is as a result of bad character, either from the husband or from the wife. Characters like wickedness can destroy a family. On criticism, either healthy or healthy, there are some criticism. Most of the time when people criticism is different from advice. Most of the time when people criticize their spouse, you are like this, you are like, most of the time it's because of comparison. They are comparing the wife with their mother, they are comparing the wife with their sister or with somebody in the office. Your wife is different. Your husband is different. So, bad character like wickedness, criticism, infidelity. You are a man, you have your wife is at home, you have other girlfriends outside. It's bad character. It will affect the home. Especially if you have a wife who is spiritually sensitive. By the time you even do it for 1 week, she has already picked the signal. She has picked the signal from heaven that something is wrong. So it's important that your character be fixed if you want to keep the fire aflame. So that you don't break the heart of your husband or break the heart of your wife. Character matters. And characters also, like dirtiness in the house. The house is dirty. There are some husbands, they came from a neat house. And when the wife came in, she's so dirty. Very dirty. Armpit is smelling. Mouth is smelling. The cloth is stinking. This can affect the family. This can affect the home. This can affect the fire in the home. Also, characters like anger affects the family. Proverbs 25, verse 28. He that had no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down without walls. When you are a person that when your wife just mistakenly does something wrong, mistakenly, you can break both on her head. There are men like that. There are men like that. That once they get angry, everybody take cover. Because anything that is with him at that time, he will use it to meet you. So work on your character if you want to build a home. Also, there are women also that lack character. Proverbs 11:22, as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman, a beautiful woman without discretion. Discretion also means character. A woman so beautiful, she can even win Miss Nigeria or Miss West Africa or Miss Africa or Miss World, yet lacks character. Once character is lost, everything is lost. So that's why you must continually work on your character. If you want to ensure that, because a woman that loves you so much, the love can fly away like a bird once you begin to develop ungodly character. Give her a slap and two teeth come out almost instantly. She will never forget that for life. A million, I'm sorry, yes, but she might not forget it for life. You maltreat her or maltreat her children, it quenches the fire. You know, it's a lot of work when fire is down. You want to bring it up. It's a lot of work. For some of us that stayed in villages, you know what I'm saying. Once the fire is down, you do a lot to try to bring it up. Once a fire of a marriage is completely down, to start it all up, it's better not to allow the fire to go out. Once it goes out, you will do a lot of work before you can get it back to where it was. That is, if it ever gets back to where it was before. Character is easy. It's very important, and it must be worked on. Other characters that we must avoid so that we don't damage the fire in the family is characters like unforgiveness. Ephesians 4, 31-32. Unforgiveness. Don't allow what your husband did then to still affect you now. That is, you have an anniversary of that thing. Every year, you always say, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. So a woman can keep malice till die. Till the time of their death, they can keep malice with somebody. And if you are a person that keeps malice, if you grow old and you die, you won't go to heaven. Because you died with bitterness. These characters matter. So learn to forgive. The person you are married to is not a perfect person. So he will forgive. He will offend you. She will offend you. Learn to be a forgiving person. Also, one more character that we must try to avoid so that we don't quench the fire is judgmental spirit. Matthew chapter 7 verse 1 to 5. Matthew 7, 1 to 5. You want to bring something out of your husband's eye where you yourself, you are as guilty as him. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you met, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thy own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thy eye, and behold, a beam is thy own eye? Thou hypocrite. First cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. The problem in your own life, you need to bring it out before you start judging your partner. The issues you have as a woman, you have to work on it first. The issues you have as a man, you have to work on it first. It's very easy to be judging others. You are this, you are that, you are this. You're not like my father, you're not like my brother, you're not like this. You can't afford that. As you are throwing those missiles, it's quenching the fire of the marriage and it's not allowing the home to go forward. My prayer is that every single home here will continue to enjoy the peace of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I say to continue to enjoy the peace of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Number three, key to rekindle your marriage and your family fire is to avoid personality clash. Avoid personality clash. A man and a woman are meant to be complementary and not competitive. A man and a woman, you are meant to complement each other. It's not that you are in a competition. So don't compete with each other. A family must avoid personality clash. Your husband has his role and your wife has a role. As a man, you have a position of authority and leadership to your wife. It's not a position of dictatorship. Hello. I said hello. Avoid personality clash. Don't be a dictator. God placed you in a place of leadership and authority. Not to be like a lion of the tribe of Judah inside the house. Whereby your wife fears you and runs under the bed when you come. And I say, where are you? My dear, where are you? Say, I'm under the, I didn't know what you came back with today. That's why I said to hide. Also, as a wife, a woman is in a position of influence, help, advice, and dependence. That's your own role. She must be loving, submissive, and God-fearing. That's your role. You cannot... Your role is your role. Your husband's role is his role. So play each person. Play your own role. Find out your role and play your role. Don't allow personality clash. Don't allow unnecessary fighting over each one's role. Let your husband play his role. Let your wife play her role. My prayer is that God will give us the grace to do this in Jesus' name. Husbands, may you be good and very excellent husbands in Jesus' name. May the wives become good and excellent wives in the name of Jesus. Let me hear you say a big amen. Let me hear you say a big amen. And number four. Am I on number four now? Number four. Major key that will bring about the rekindling of the fire in your marriage is disallow negative influences. Don't allow negative. It was part of the things that we talked about at the dinner yesterday. Don't allow negative influences. I didn't say don't allow influences, because there are some influences that are beneficial to the advancement of your marriage. There are some marriages you look at and you say, God, I wish my home can be like this. I wish my family can be like this. And there are some you say, till Jesus will come, I would never be like this. So don't allow negative influences. In Mark chapter 10, verse 9, Mark 10, verse 9, the Bible says, what therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder. What God, the man and the woman, has been joined together, like on the day you get married, officially, you have been joined together as husband and wife. It's not permitted for anybody to give you an advice that is contrary to God's directive. Know the kind of people you tell about your home. Try to appraise them themselves. Do they have anything to offer? Proverbs 13 verse 20. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. Proverbs 13 verse 20. Also in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. 1 Corinthians 15 33. Don't be deceived. When you communicate with those who are not ready to give you good advice, they lead you out of good manners. And once you are out of good manners, your husband will pick it and will begin to react. Your wife will pick it and begin to react. Watch it. Watch the kind of influence in your family. Be careful of those that speak concerning your home. Be careful of those that advise you on what to do. Any advice that is outside of this scripture, whatever you do that is outside of this Bible, is ultra-virus. It's null and void. Any advice that goes against what the dictates of the Bible says is null and void. Is it in the Bible that when your husband offends you, you should not cook for him? So if someone is saying, don't cook for him. Don't cook for him. Don't allow him to touch you. If you don't allow him to touch you, if he's a man that is not God-fearing, more than 25 women will touch him outside. Yes. More than 25, we touch him outside. I heard the story of a young girl who went to her pastor to confess. This is a true life story. A young girl went to her pastor to confess that she's been living a bad life. She doesn't want to do that life again and all that. She wants to repent. And the pastor said, okay, fine. I will pray for you. But first, go and write the names of those you have slept with and bring it. And by the following day, she came back with 243 names. A girl of about 21 or 22 years. 243 names. So when you, what you are hiding, they will give your husband freely, cheaply. 243, and none of them clash with each other. At different times. And she's not an old person, you know, she's a young girl of about 21, 22. That was why I started with understanding that you need understanding so that you can be outstanding. When you don't have understanding, you can ruin your family. Because those advice will kill the morale of the family. It will kill the morale of the husband. It will make him become like hard as stone like this. You talk to him, like, what are you saying? Because the fire is out. The affection is out. Do you know that two wrongs cannot make a right? Two wrongs can. If your wife is misbehaving, and as a man you want to misbehave, misbehave plus misbehave, what is it? Misbehave squared? Misbehavior. Thank you. Misbehave plus misbehave is misbehavior. Misbehave plus misbehave can never be behavior, good behavior. No. May the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. So avoid negative influences. Avoid those that will give you advice that are contrary to what God. Sometimes when you get bad advice, you yourself know that this advice is not good. You will know that this advice is not good. Somebody told me some time ago that a friend advised her and said, since you're having difficulty with your husband in having children, I can arrange a guy for you that will get you pregnant. I can arrange a guy who will get you pregnant and you give it to your husband. What kind of? Where is faith in God? Where is it? Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 7. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will what? He will direct your path. Where is it? You are not trusting in God. You want to do it in a corny way. You want to cornify your life. And bring disgrace to yourself. Because one day, you know, in my place, I think we should not go into that today. Let's enjoy it very well today. If light goes in one day, in 1,000 years, self, in one day like this, the truth will catch up. If light goes in 20 years, you lie 20 years, one day. The Bible says everything in the dark will come out in the open. That's why you must be careful of what you are doing. What you are doing in the secret, one day it will come out in the open. If you're a pastor that sleeps with girls in the church, you sleep with the girls in the church, you carry them to one place, to one far hotel, one corner in one village, they open your clothes. Don't you know who I am? And one day it will come out. Everybody will know that you're a corny man. So watch it. Watch the people that give you advice. It's a new day for somebody here today. It's a new day for somebody here today. It's a new day for somebody here today. If you are the kind of man that get bad advice, depart. Maybe on the plate of pepper soup. Hot pepper soup with all sorts of ingredients inside. And they tell you, deal with her. When you slap your wife, you have slapped yourself. When you beat your wife, you have beat yourself. Very simple. When you say your wife is a witch, okay, what are you then? You are a wizard deliberately. So you have been sleeping with a witch. So you don't know you are contented with, you are already a wizard already. Your wife is not a witch. You just need understanding to become outstanding. Number five, key to be rekindled, to rekindle your marriage, is ensure good balance between work life and family life. Ensure good balance. Let there be a balance between your work life and your family life. As much as it's important to work. Proverbs 22 verse 29 said that a man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings and not ordinary men. I know you know all those scriptures. But at the same time, your family matters. Your family matters. You have to train your children. Proverbs 22 verse 6. Proverbs 22 verse 6. Train up a child in the way that he shall go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. You can't be a father that only sponsors children to school without they've seen them at all. You need to spend quality time with your family. You need to be able to have one of the best things you can do in life is to have a balanced life. You must have a balanced life. You must have a balanced. Most of the children that you see in America, there was a study that was done of people that are inside the cell, and it was discovered that about 60%, 60 or 70% of them came from homes where the father or the mother was not available to give them advice on what to do. You know, American prisons are congested now. And they are building more. Because more bad children are being raised. The children that smoke banja wee wee from primary four. Banja wee wee from primary four. Because there's no association between the father and the children. They have already released the child say, after primary school to just be on his own, just go away. They don't care. Either he's okay, he's okay, he's not okay, he's okay. Just go and walk, be fending for yourself. If you are not available, somebody that you trust must be available to take care of them and to show them the way according to your directive. Just in case, because job sometimes can affect the what I'm trying to talk about. Hello? I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to bring the balance to this message. Because somebody can say that tomorrow now I'll go and resign. If you resign just like that, you might be hungry. But if you are not available, one of the two of you should be available, or somebody you trust should be available. And then when you let them know where you are working, that you are not living for work alone, regularly report back home. Regularly report back to where they are, so that there can be communication. Let there be a good balance between your work life and your family life. Work hard, but also play very well with your family. Play very well with your children. Play very well with your wife. This is very, very important. Because you'll be surprised at the end of your life, at the very end of your life, most of those people you really treasure now, they might not be there. They might not be there for you. I'm telling you sincerely, they might not be there. It is that woman that you are so familiar with that, like a nobody, she'll be there. It is those children, they have now grown. They are the ones that will take care of you. In my place, they say when a particular animal, a small animal like a rabbit like this, has grown old, it is the breast of the child that you'll be sucking. You know what I'm talking about. If you don't understand, later you can come for interpretation later. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. So spend time with them. Spend time with them. Go out with them. Pray with them. Teach them the word. Communicate with them regularly. Let them feel loved and appreciated. You know, do you know the reason why some ladies, your young ladies, easily fall into guys' hands? When they were young, they lacked the word "I love you." Nobody was telling them "I love you, I love you, I love you." So when one guy just comes and says, "Baby, Sugarloo, I love you," she says, "Oh, you love me? Can't believe it! Oh, oh." My friend, keep quiet. What do you mean? You want to be preaching with me? I didn't say touch me. You added that one to it. You need to see Pastor Monshebi so that they can bleach your heart. Where I have not reached, he has already reached there. And we are inside the holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm running out of time. We need to move fast. Number six, key to rekindling the love in your family is ensure communication. Regular communication. Amos 3 verse 3, can two walk together except they be agreed. Communicate regularly. If you are far away, maybe you are a banker, you were posted to a far place, you are a soldier, posted to a particular place, you are an engineer, you went to a contract in a particular place to tar the road or to join wires together. Regularly communicate with your wife. Regularly communicate. How can you spend 3 days without even talking to your family? How can you spend a whole day, a whole blessed day, without even saying hello? This thing causes a disconnect. It makes there is a disconnect. It's like removing the wire from the socket. When there's no regular communication, there will be no regular commendation. And when there is no regular commendation, there will be no regular association. So get it very well. Get it very well. May the Lord give us understanding. Ephesians chapter 5, 19 to 20. Ephesians 5, 19 to 21. Ephesians 5, speaking to yourselves in psalms, in spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Go to verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto the Lord and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 21, I'll stop there. Submitting yourself one to another in the fear of the Lord. Let there be regular communication between each other, between husband, between wife, and between children. May the Lord give us understanding. Number 7. Key to rekindle the love in your family is tolerance. Somebody say tolerance. Be tolerant and accommodating. Thinking your spouse is perfect will not make you to tolerate them. Nothing kills a marriage like intolerance. Learn to live with the weakness of your spouse while you are trusting God for improvement in their weakness. learn to live with the weakness of your spouse while you are trusting God for improvement in their life. Everyone has a weakness. Everyone has a weakness. Everyone has a weakness. So you have to learn to live with that weakness. You can't just throw her out because of that weakness. For example, your wife has a weakness of she likes television, African Magic, or Movie Magic, or Z-World. She likes a particular channel, which also affects you. You have to learn to live with that weakness for now. While you are trusting God, I want to just say, I don't want this Z-World again. My dear, what do you want to watch? Then you will tune there permanently. Hello. You must know that. You see, you know what happens? A lot of times when we are in homes and in marriages, we always have one picture like this from childhood that my husband will be like this. He will just be so. When you get into it, before that time, he begins to look like it. But all of a sudden, his real self shows up. And then you are surprised. He wasn't like this before. What's going on? When you get to that point, you have to tolerate him. Because you are now in a covenant. A covenant is not something you just break. Wah! Like you just move out. You can't do that. So you have to tolerate him or her to be able to allow peace to reign and to be able to allow the Holy Spirit to move the family to its next level. Hello. Hello. You have to have an understanding of this. Many spouses have refused to tolerate their spouse, and so the spouse are resisting them. You want somebody to... Are you the one that created him or her? The one that... I want you to change now. Change now, 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 now. It's impossible. People don't change like that. It takes time for people to change. There's a procedure for people to change. Think there's something that has to happen. There's a procedure. There's a time frame. Don't just give up on that person and say, no, you must change now. If you don't change now, I'm packing back to my father's house. In my place, they say, where you have said good night, you shouldn't say, I've come back again. You shouldn't just say, I've come back again. You have said to them good night. You shouldn't just say, I've come back again. You tolerate it. You tolerate it. You tolerate. You endure as a good soldier of Christ. You endure. Not like he's beating you with a mortar. That one's not what I'm saying. No. Not like he's kicking your stomach and your pregnancy is about to be aborted. Like he wants to kick you to hellfire. No, that's not what I'm saying. But there are some things that you can, like maybe he is a guy that snores or he farts, he just farts, wah, like a bullet. You have to give him food that will not allow him to be doing that. Maybe the beans you are giving to him is too much. Hallelujah. Maybe you are giving him too much beans. I need to tidy this up because of time now so that we can have more time to pray. So, tolerate each other. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14 is very important under this. Put therefore, as an elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. Have mercy on your wife. Don't condemn her all the time, every minute. Have bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. Go on now. Go on, please. Forbearing one another, that's tolerance. Forbearing one another. You bear one another. Forbearing one another. Forbearing one another. And forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. 14, and I'll stop there. Above all these things, put on charity. Put on the circle of giving, which is the perfect bond of unity. The Bible says giving is one thing that bonds you together. He offended you, but you tolerated it. You gave up your self-esteem somehow because of that. So let's try to do this, and then you will see your family getting better. Don't be intolerant. Don't be too touchy. Don't be an irritable person. Don't be too irritable. Everything irritates you. Children, let me tell you, children must make noise. Because they don't have much thing they are thinking of. They're not thinking of rent. They're not thinking of how to complete a house. and not thinking of how to change a tire. Maybe you have 5 tires in your car, 3 of it is bad, only 2 is okay. You are thinking of children doesn't have, so they will be playing. Children will always play. Children will play. It's normal. If your child is not playing, you bring it people like us for special prayer. You bring it people like us for special prayer. Say, Pastor, I've seen something today. Say, what? My child doesn't play. You just sit down like this. Your child will not be a zombie. Let them play. They are meant to play. Very soon, as they grow older, their maturity will change their perspective to life. So let them play. Let them jump. Let them... May the Lord give us understanding. Okay, let me just take one more. Then we'll stop here. Number 8. And then I'll stop here. Don't stop doing it right. Anything you have been doing before in the family, anything you have been doing before that made that woman agree to marry you, don't stop doing it. Anything you have been doing before that made your husband decide to marry you as a woman, don't stop doing it. Anything you have been doing for your wife before that made her say, yes, yes, I will marry you. I will marry you. When? So month. So year. So this. Because there can be no marriage without agreement. There is something you have been doing before that made her to say, yes, I will drop my father's name and pick your name. I will drop my ancestor's name and pick your own name. That thing, you have to continue to do it and do it much more. If before you spend time together, you go out together, you buy things for her during her bad day, then this year's bad day, you forgot to buy even a single card. And even if you bought card, is it card she will eat? Card, just card, paper. Is that all you can buy for her? Is that what you used to buy before? What you have been doing before that made it hard to agree to marry you, you have to continue it. It's your caucus. You can't drop it. You can't drop it. That's why as a man, as a woman, you must find out your husband's passion and your wife's passion. Anything your husband is passionate about, be passionate about it. You want to have a good home. Anything your husband is passionate about, even if there's no money there, but he likes it, be passionate about it. You will have a good home. He will love you like anything. Anything your wife loves, as long as it's a righteous thing. If, for example, your wife loves gossiping, you are not allowed to love it. So that God will not slap you one day. If your husband likes alcohol, you are not allowed to say, let me also be sipping small there. If his liver is spoiling at grade level 10, 10, 10, 10 every year, your own will be spoiling at like grade level 5, 5, 5, but all of you will meet together in the same place one day. So that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about positive things. Your husband likes reading books, you like reading it. Your husband likes a particular food. Women here, the food your husband likes is what you must prepare, not what your mommy prepares for your daddy. No. The things that they like, keep doing it. And I know that as we do this, the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Can I hear you say amen? I round up with Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Anything you have been doing, it looks like there is no reward, be doing it. You are serving the woman, blessing her. You walk, walk, walk. You give her the money. Take this for the house. Take this for your clothes. Take this for the children. Take this for this and that. Take this. And you are the one walking. Don't let your friends tell you, monkey they walk, baboon they chop. That's a lie. Because your wife is you. Keep doing the right thing. As a wife, you are serving that man. You serve him, serve him, serve him. People say, you are like a slave. They want to start bringing some philosophies that's not in the Bible to make it to make you your thinking to change and begin to react negatively to your husband. Don't do it. Don't derail. Keep doing it. Keep serving God, serving Him faithfully, consistently. And before you know it, that fire that was burning, we keep burning, and it will burn perpetually. Your children will meet you in love. When your children will be born, they will meet you and your husband to be in love. You know, sex is not love. You can sleep with a woman and she gets pregnant and they have children, and it doesn't necessarily mean that the woman... A man does not necessarily term sex as... Because a man can sleep with somebody now, 10:54, and sleep with another person at 11:54. In fact, that one is too long. 1 hour. It's too long. I heard of the story of a man in Lorraine here who goes to an hotel every Friday and leaves every Sunday and brings two girls on Friday, two girls on Saturday, two girls on Sunday. Then we go back home in Lorraine here. I was talking to a person that works in an hotel, and I said, why do you want to leave? He said, what my eyes is seeing there is beyond understanding. So it's important that what you are doing right, keep doing it right. And then you will see that home will never scatter, it will never break. And every home here that has any challenge, I pray that God will remedy the situation in Jesus' name. I say God will remedy the situation in Jesus' name. Do you know what? There's nobody that God can change. That's why you need to keep at it. That's why a woman must be prayerful. She must be prayerful. She must be prayerful. So that what is good needs prayer. What is not good also needs prayer. My prayer for everyone here, your home will not be destroyed by the wicked. And everything you desire in your family, God will release it to you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Shout a big hallelujah.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road in Loring. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.